The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't face corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ through His minister, Reverend Busuyi Olabode. We believe you'll be richly blessed.
This assembly, this congregation, this generation, thank you, Father. We're grateful. You have done much more than we can ask for. Thank you. Thank you for causing your hands to rest upon the heart of men in these days, in this place. Thank you for enabling your servants, empowering them to reach to everyone, every soul. All glory and praise to you, Father, for your intention, your purpose, your heart, what you have in mind to do on the earth. Thank you. Blessed be your name, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We'll say amen together. Amen. Say amen together. Amen. Praise the Lord. I want us to know that in the academic world, in those days when people are employed and they are to talk to you, to welcome you, one of the things they say in academics is that you either publish or you perish. I don't know if you heard that. Everyone that's in academics say, you're welcome. Thank you for coming for this place, to this place. This is not a place to come and sit down. It's a place to come and walk. Because here, you either publish or you perish. That means that you have no alternative. So it means that you're going to remain as a lecturer on this campus. Going to your class is not enough for you. Teaching very well and your children, so you're not scoring A, all A's, is not enough for you. It's a must that you must publish, or you're going to leave the system. So we took in some staff to our place of reason in advancement, and we have to welcome them all of that. As much as we try to remind with them and tell them, you're going to get up, get on gradually, but it's still a must. That here, it's not like non-academics you have to publish. So some things in life are either here or there. Are you with me today, please? I'm not here today to, if I nearly every scripture that I wanted, that was in my heart, Pastor Dimitri nearly touched every one of them. But I wanted you to know that at this time, from where you are, where we are now, to the days to come of your sojourn on the earth, it's either you subscribe to this high life or your days be rough. And that is not to threaten you. It's to let you know that we are not in the conference just to bless you. Go. It's a conference of resolution. You know, we never ask you here now, which church do you attend? We know not everybody in this place are from the 11th embassy. So we are not it's not the age of church, my church, your church. It's the days of, do you want to survive the days ahead? So if you have the desire of surviving and having it well, You have to make up your mind now to subscribe. Your subscription is not new to your generation. It means you are connected and you are available. Debt acceleration is already high. Isaiah 60, arise, shine, for thy light is come. And if you know how much of speaking has gone on here in the past days, truly your light is come. For a long time, there was no light. There was no light. Church did not have light. Servants were groping in darkness. Just try. Those who have the vibe. Youths rush to them. You know what I'm saying? The bigness of congregation is not measured if they are seen. Jesus said, you are leaders of the blind. So, blind leaders also have followers. And followers can be very, very plenty. So, that you have 1 million, 2 million does not mean that they are seen. So, our number does not determine our success. But God wants a servant not to be blind. If you are a servant, you are not supposed to be blind. And that's why mercy has come to our generation to bring light of the knowledge of the glory of the Lord, or the light of the life of the Lord, or the true life prescribed for human journey on the earth here, so that when he cometh to the world does not suck him up. Because definitely you will come to the world. You will come. You're on the earth here. You must meet the world. You're already meeting the world now. Abi? Are you not meeting the world? When small boys will be boasting on how much they are making per week, he's making $2,000 per week. They're wondering, that's kid. He has a 500,000 followership. Is it not making your academic pursuit like a waste? For you, you go there for class every day. Say, hey, man, from night to the morning, fellowship you can attend. Touch you can hardly stay. And you go to 5 years, somebody will be promising you 120,000 naira. And they drop out from school there, has 500,000 followership. Why is the devil allowing that to grow? So definitely you are in a time on the earth here where our parents came to the world. But much more in our days, our coming to the world is earlier than there. Many of them came to the world when they are 30, 35, 40. Before they can start changing their convictions about the gospel. See what I'm saying now? That's why when they see you and they say, you are too serious. You are too serious. They are afraid of you. Or they are afraid for you. Because when they came to the world, they discovered that they didn't have the light to handle the assault of the world. That was the true light that which lighted every man that cometh into the world. So every man's journey, you must pass through the world. The earth is the Lord, and the fullness thereof. The world and they that are therein. So at the time that David was writing, it's not just the heaven and earth alone. The world have become prominent. The world, the frame, the value system. And we're not afraid, really. Maybe we're going to be poor in life. We're not afraid. But the issue is that you are going to face it. Say, hey, man. You're going to face it. So it's a must. If the world will not suck you up, I'm telling you, just planning to get married, carry your children to church, come back from church, have your rest, go to your work, cannot say what is on ground here. Ground has become sinking sound. That's why this meeting And others after is a meeting of escape. It's escape for thy life. It's escape. Many years ago, I saw this trouble coming. But there's no amount of way to say it. I can make you know the intent. And there's still much more trouble coming. I saw this trouble coming, that the earth will experience gross darkness. The people, the world will be gross in darkness. But as we leave this place, I want you to know that the way of escape has come. All these people that spoke to you in these past 3 days, what they said are with precision. We didn't come to encourage you. We didn't come to give you, you will make it. Your future will be, that's not the job there. You can make it in the earth here and you are sucked up. Your journey on the earth here can't be replaced. It's only once. And you have begun the journey already. And 40 years to come is just like that. Very short. We began singles meeting 24 years ago. It is like yesterday. I want to be wiser than your generation. Reason for light is to make you wiser, to put you at an advantage position, to see far. Now when you are running, people will be asking you, why are you running? So you can see that there's fire on the mountain. I'm telling you, on the earth here, there's fire on this mountain. The light is not coming. The light has come. To get us safe now, we're not looking for it. It's already present. How you will be saved, how you will be preserved, how you'll be immunized, how the trouble of your days, how you'll be in the fire and you won't feel the burn of the fire. Tell you, you go through fire, it will not burn you. You go through water, it will not overrun you. So there is a day coming when that God will allow men to go through the fire. And that's exactly what is going on in your own generation. It's not a generation when God will say, I take out the fire. No. You will go through the fire. But you will not be burnt. I said you will not be burnt. No matter what is the prayer of your day, I can tell you that does not matter what is going on the earth today, we're not moved. We're not moved, not because we have security in our bank account, but we know the God over the storm. Is over the fire. And to know that God is to know his life. There's no way to know that God except you know his life. Because in the Lord our God is salvation. Salvation is not within, it's inside him. God himself is the God of salvation. And that's the essence of this season, of the revelation of the person of our God and our Father. And that light, which today, as you are living here, is your light. Yeah. So because you are in this meeting this year, that light has become your light. Yeah. You won't be able to survive away from that light anymore. Yeah. The cry of your heart will henceforth be after that light. Yeah. Your passion, your hunger. Your hunger will be after the light. Because it's now what? Your light. It was not your light. It wasn't your light originally, because somehow Jesus made it your light. Christ is the one who made it your light. God, Christ owned the light. And brought that light down for you and I to live this true life. I pray and I speak over you today in the name of Jesus Christ that as you go from air in the next 1 year, you will move from brightness to brightness. Yeah. You know what he said? Job 22, is it up to 30? That's the 29. Can you see? He said, when men are cast down, it is a if men. So it's a must that men will be cast down. No matter how strong men have been, a season is over the earth that men will have billions, it will make no sense. Monday is actually gradually losing its value. I didn't know that. Primary school children now know how to make money. Primary three now is building house for his mother. The one you are planning to do after you finish your course and you work for 10 years. Then when you do it, you become omatata. Primary three. It's making it. So men are being cast down already. Then, it's just at that time. This is not confession. It's manifestation. Thou shalt say, it's not that you are confessing it. Oh, there's lifting. There is a lifting up. There is a lifting up. It's, the song is okay. But it's not a time to, it's not a time of song. By your life, you will be above. Yeah, you'll be above. You'll be floating above. Just like when the flood came in the day of Noah, the same flood that carried the word of Noah, that same flood is what suspend the ark. That same flood. Destruction to the enemy, salvation to a people. That in this season, you will get married, you have peace there. Not this one that they get married, they sign in today, they want to sign out tomorrow. You will have children, you will have peace there. You will work, you will do your job, you will have peace in it. Because you will obey the demands of everlasting life. So the bread you cast upon the waters will come back to you. I want you to know that this is a season of life where you need divine power to manage your earth system, your earth, your economy. Your desire for marriage, you need another power. Because what this present world gives is casting down. After they are married, we are worse for it. After they got the money, they are worse for it. But in this one, because your prosperity will follow the order of everlasting life. When they so prosper, what can make a soul prosper? It's everlasting life. When I say a soul is prospering, it's because it's sailing safely in the waters of everlasting life. And you see that soul is prospering. So it shall be like a tree planted by the river of water. It's your leaf will not wither. Then whatsoever you do it shall prosper. So you need a time space. The Lord will take haste from you. As you live here today, as much as you are hard working, haste will not be part of your portion. I say, incline that ear. To incline your ear requires response. And to be diligent in seeking requires effort and time. What does not make you do that is because you are afraid for your life. From today, because your eyes is enlightened, fear is gone from you. I said, fear is gone from you. The fear for your life, the fear for your tomorrow is gone from you. When you see it with this eye, you will see your life fulfilled. You will see your life complete. You will see your life provided for. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let me say this to you. When you have gone through rigorous denial, you also need rigorous supply. What I mean is that the things you do wrong in life came by program. It is called habit. What the devil does to you and erase is when he has moved in your life and registered a way to become an habit. It goes to rest. Job is done. For him, habit will sustain the way. Habit will sustain the way. So, where he war against you too is in many things that you have has become habit in your life. You know yourself that the habit are against your progress. Now you need another route of habit. A route of habit of responding to prayer when you should pray. A man who is dying cannot pray. There's a way a man who is in urgency prays. I said from today, the urgency spirit rests upon you. To create in you that you will gain strength through thoughts, understanding, to arrive at new habits, new lifestyle. New lifestyle. That guarantee you inheritance of eternal life. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why the promise is always attached to diligence. If thou shalt diligently hearken. Diligently to hearken itself is already a terrible habit. That your all your ears are always alert. There's a way you attend your classes. When you meet difficult course and your seniors told you that course, you go to the class armed. Sometimes you even tell the recorder to class. To record the class and go and play it down. You go to class earlier than your mates. So you can be in the front to hear what they are saying. Because you have told yourself that you don't have the chance to have an extra year. So that's what happens to people when you know that you are confronting a very wicked spirit or a wicked attitude. I said today, let everything you awake to righteousness. I said, awake to righteousness. Awake to righteousness. Awake to righteous habits. In the name of Jesus. That you will no more be empty, you will be filled. You know, many times when you are full of the Spirit, demons run from you. Habit, stay away for a while. And allow your carriage to go down a little. But it's not stupid to come against fire. But when you are full of the Spirit, you already give space for fire. Yeah, you give space for Spirit. That's what I just said to that marriage. He said, fill the water pots. Fill it to the brim. Well, it's time to change water to Spirit. So water don't change the Spirit until there's fullness of water. I speak over you today. I speak over your journey in the next 1 year. That you will have passion to be filled with the Spirit. Your passion will be to be filled. To be filled. To be filled. To be filled. In the name of Jesus. Your whole system will abhor dullness. We abhor everything that is against life in the Spirit. It will, your system will react against everything that render you permeable, accessible by the arrow of the wicked war. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord will grant you grace to obey diligently. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. That within a short time from now, acne will be your lifestyle. I said, just some months from now, diligence in the Spirit will be your lifestyle. Excuses of absence from prayer meeting will be far from you. The Spirit of let me sleep more. Please leave me, I want to sleep more. When they are praying, will be far from you. You will run for your life. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why he told Lot, flee for thy, escape for thy life. Escape for thy life. So when I say escape, you are running. You will see every spiritual activity and demands as a means of escape. From today, I say, excuse will be a stranger in your company. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. What was in my heart today is to talk to you about attitudes for everlasting flight. I just saw that Pastor Demi has done so much work in that area. Attitudes. If you can arrive at the right attitude, it's finished. Then you'll be in church, they'll be worshiping. You do that this one. Attitude. You won't shake yourself. Attitude. I say from them, that's not your person. That's not who you are. That's not who you are. The fire of your community will take you over. When you hear them say amen, your amen will not be lacking. When you see them dancing, your dance will not be absent. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because as long as they abode in the ship, they were saved. You will abide in this company. You won't walk away. You won't stray away. By this time next year, we won't look for you. We won't look for you. We won't look for you. You will be the one bringing other people inside. In the name of Jesus Christ. Go and be an agent of salvation. In your family, be an agent of salvation. In your company, be an agent of salvation. In your world, be an agent of salvation. When men are casting down, You will show them the way of lifting up. Say, come, come. Men are on top here. Men are on top here. Because you are going to be part of those who are on top. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Go and do well. As many as to be married by next year, I say you are married already. All through this meeting, you know, we didn't teach you how to go and look for a husband directly. But you will find your bones. I say you will find your bones. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And as many as should not be in relationship. Because for us in the house here, we don't keep relationship to waste our life. We are serious people. We don't play there. You have heard when we stand, we don't sit up. When we stand up, we don't sit down. As many as are clawed down by false relationship, I say we separate you today. When you live here, you won't find it anymore. Whatever is designed by the enemy to stop you from this journey is taken away from you. Because you are present here today, everything set as a tangle to hold you down is taken away. In the name of Jesus Christ. Go and do well in the year. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you. The Lord give you peace. Because it will be gracious unto you. In the name of Jesus. You will go, you will come back safely. By this time next year, you'll be standing strong. Nothing will take your feet away. Your bone will not be broken. Your flesh will not be torn. In the name of Jesus Christ. You will stand strong. You will stand tall. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, mighty Father. Lord, we appreciate you today. We give all the praise to you.
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teaching with Reverend Busuyi Olabode by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 Adeyemi College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website, www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.